across Newcastle. You're waking up with Megan Crivo.
How much I really like barbecuing. Pork, chicken, toast.
Backtrack.
Yes.
Did you say toast?
Yeah, no, I'm just cooking everything.
The Novos. Local Az. New FM.
Now, before Crivo, I say good morning to
you. Yeah.
The NRLW night.
How good.
They bloody did it.
They only went and did it.
How good.
Yeah.
Oh, mate, you should have seen how excited I was. I have not been this excited about football in, I would say,
ever.
Decades, at yeah. least. At
wow. Least. What happened a decade ago that you loved?
I don't remember. I think I was watching a grand final. I had the day off the next day or something.
Just generally.
Rarity
excitement.
When you worked in retail, having the day off after a
grand final
grand
day.
Final, but, yeah.
Yeah, they did a great job.
Yeah.
I mean, Newcastle should be so proud of
it. Yeah, I think there's a celebration tonight at City Hall.
Brilliant.
Which I'll probably go check out. I'm not
well
lie.
Deserved.
Yeah.
Well deserved.
How was your long weekend?
Oh, it was great. Yeah, just did shop stuff and then last night a few drinks, which was good.
Yeah, at my neighbours.
Yeah.
Like, our neighbours, yeah. but my landlord.
Yeah, I know. Weird. I was hoping to see you there.
Yeah,
but
I was a bit busy.
You had other things going on.
Yeah, I was out riding a scooter.
A scooter.
Yes, I'm a 13-year-old girl now.
Nah, I own a scooter. They're good.
Do you actually own a scooter?
Yeah.
Legit?
Yeah.
What kind of scooter?
Regular scooter.
Okay.
They're good for
this fancy, like, commuter scooter. I went to Anaconda in Rutherford yesterday.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. You're moving up in the world.
Oh, I know, right?
Where are you commuting $139
to? $139 scooter from Anaconda.
Where are you commuting to?
Look, I'll commute to where I want to commute, Crivo. Okay. Leave it alone. Hey, good morning, Jess.
Good morning.
The reaction from you this morning when Crivo asked, do you have a scooter? You go, am I 12?
That's an honest reaction right there without realizing you were about to say, oh, I bought one yesterday.
That's what we're after.
And now, Crivo, so you're the odd one out. Actually.
I've got a skateboard.
I got a
That's
skateboard.
Way cooler.
See, I'm not coordinated enough for a skateboard.
Oh, it has I would to be a certainly fall off.
Absolutely. I need handles. I need a handlebar.
Or in saying all of that, the scooters that they have, like the e-scooters in Canberra, and I think we are going to do trials here in, like, Maitland and stuff, they're quite handy. They're
okay.
good. Yeah.
Good
all
for
right.
getting
well,
around.
Go and, I'll go trial them. See if they're as good as our scooters, Crivo.
Oh, doubt it.
Yeah. All right. Right. All right. News time. We'll do a first part catch up with Jess in minutes.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
Now, backing up from that stunning performance on Sunday from the NRLW Knights, a stack load of being named in the Women's World Cup.
Yes, so we've got Tamika Upton, Millie Boyle, Yasmin Clydesdale and Caitlin Johnston. They've all been named on the Australian Gillaroos squad for the women's...
Gillaroos, where does that come from?
I don't know, it's like the New Zealand team of the Kiwi Ferns, I think.
Okay.
It's just a name. Gillaroo, I think that's what you call a female, like... A cattle person?
Okay.
Yeah,
I think
you're
it's
right.
A thing. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's a thing.
All right.
And Autumn Rain, Stevens Daly and Shanice Parker have both been named on the New Zealand squad as well.
Just scrapping that, though. I love how we can ask you any random question. You seem to know the answer.
Kind of.
I'm just like, well, this is what it is. Okay.
Yeah, isn't it? I think that's because it's a jackaroo is the male.
Yeah, yeah.
This is that works on a cattle farm.
Yeah, right.
And a gillaroo is the female, like,
equivalent.
Novice, maybe, or something.
Okay.
I think
it's just male-female.
Yeah, I think you might be right.
Yeah.
So anyway. This is the first time they've played a test match since 2019, yeah?
Yeah, because of COVID.
Good old COVID.
So they'll be going into a couple of weeks' camp here, then the Gillaroos fly over to the UK, and then the games kick off on the 2nd of November.
How good.
That's great. Like, I always think, though... Why do they make them go camping before they go off on a big event? You know,
it's so,
like,
they can bond
right,
and play together as a team.
Yeah, the women don't really need that, though. They already do that. Like, I think it's the men that
well,
need
true.
That. Yeah.
They're bonding.
Yeah, the women are like, no, let's do this.
Put them in tents in uncomfortable situations.
Chuck them in
that'll
a nice,
that'll
you know
get
what?
Them ready.
Chuck them in a nice hotel. They bloody deserve it after what they did on the weekend.
Exactly.
I know it's not the full team. Like, we've got only a few people from the NRLW Knights, but still.
They deserve it.
Yeah, they
deserve
do.
It. And then there's a bit of wild weather coming again.
Yeah.
Maybe.
maybe. So today is meant to be okay.
Do you know?
No one really knows, but the Bureau of Meteorology is forecasting some pretty gnarly weather for the rest of the week. Lots of rain. There's like enough rain that they're saying we could see some more flooding. Of course, the rivers and whatnot, everything's still so saturated. My backyard has been wet for like a year. I think it's never actually dried out.
Can I ask a serious question? Do the bomb use the term gnarly in their report?
They should.
They should?
They should.
That's the jest.
It needs
version.
To be the official term for crap weather in Newcastle. It's gnarly, bro.
But basically, yeah, crap weather for the rest of the week. Lots of rain, rough seas, all of that sort of thing.
But we will continue to mislead you.
Yeah, probably.
It's what we're doing. It's what we're good at. It's what Jess and I are great at. Misleading people of weather around Newcastle. Hey.
The Novo's Halloween Party. The Star Hotel, with live function room hire and free live entertainment every Friday and Saturday night. 105.3 New FM.
Are you scared, Creepo? Are you horrified?
Yeah.
Yeah?
You sure am. Wow.
This is going down in a couple of weeks' time. Friday, October 28th at the Star Hotel in town. It is the Novo's Halloween party. Now, yeah, you know how much I'm obsessed with Halloween.
You are. If anyone in Newcastle is, it's you
this
and
is
your mum.
Huge.
Isn't it, what?
Right?
It's going to be a bunch of fun. Of course, they always put on a good gig there.
Oh, the food, the drinks, the cocktails, amazing at the Star Hotel. Thank you for putting this on for us.
Yeah, what a treat.
This is going to be great. So basically, when you get there, you get to walk the red carpet. Of course, blood red carpet.
Yeah.
In tradition.
What other colour would you
right?
do?
For Halloween.
You're not mad.
And we're going to have, like, giveaways on the night as well. DJ Mike is going to be over there on the decks playing all your favourite Halloween bangers.
That's right. Forget David Guetta.
No.
You want DJ Mike.
For sure.
Yeah, he's as good as they get.
So we want you to get dressed up in your best Halloween gear. Head
no
out
doubt.
To Boolaroo Fancy Dress. Get
yes.
all your favourite Halloween stuff. Let me tell you.
They know costumes.
They know costumes.
If anyone does, they know costumes.
They help us out every single Halloween.
Yeah.
Because we do the big dress up at my mum's house.
Yeah, right.
Every Halloween.
And they're always hooking you up.
Well, to be fair, my mum walks in there and she's like family.
Mm.
She walks in and they're like, oh my God, Daphne! And they lose their minds and because she spends a ridiculous amount of money in there, to be fair.
Yeah.
But she's in there. She goes in there to look for one thing. She's in there for 2 hours.
Of course. She loves her Halloween.
Yeah,
and
but
that's,
we love the guys out there. They helped us out with our Royal Tour.
Of course.
Last year, which was great. But it is the Novo's Halloween party. So we do want you to dress up in your favourite Halloween get-up. Prizes up for grabs, of course, for the best people who dress up. We're going to give you the chance to win these right across our show and then right across the workday with Tyler and Michael as well.
It's the only way you can get in. Right,
exactly.
Is you have to have one of the tickets.
Exclusive invites only here on 105.3 New FM. It is the Novo's Halloween party. Big thank you to the Star. Four Pines getting on board as well, which is very interesting.
You're going to hook up a few people with some beers.
Yes. Do you love a Four Pines?
I do, actually. Delicious.
I've never tried one.
You don't drink beer, though.
I don't drink beer, but you know what? If they're going to be hooking us up with a couple of kegs...
Then you'd look into it.
I think I'll look into it. I'll knock back a cheeky schooner.
There you go. Even Meg's on board.
Yeah, free beer.
Absolutely.
As if you wouldn't. Hey, get involved with the show. Best calls on air today. Score themselves an invite.
Yep. Easy as that.
Imagine being the first person invited to our Halloween party.
Wow, it's a great way to start the day after a long weekend.
Absolutely.
Jeez.
If you're feeling a bit dusty as well, hair of the dog.
You definitely.
I know a lot of people are feeling a little bit dusty this morning, that's for sure. I went for a drive along Hunter Street yesterday and people were still out.
Of course they were.
At like 11 o'clock at night. I'm like, what are you doing?
It's a long weekend, Meg. People are out having fun and so they should.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I had to get up at, 3:30 this morning, so I was not having fun.
No.
No.
He took a night off. That's fair.
Yeah.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Crevo.
Different situation.
What was that situation?
Can't remember.
Exactly. It wasn't that important.
Help the Novos. Local as New FM.
Sometimes it's hard to get up at 3:30 in the morning to come to this job, Crevo. I love seeing you.
What do you mean?
I love seeing
you
at 4:30 in the morning. But when a guy can make $500 million in 2 years, I think I'm in the wrong industry.
Oh, yeah. What job have they done?
Well, all he's done is purchased a certain website, certain app, and it's made him $500 million.
Oh, some people know how to make money,
don't
they?
I'm going to give you the details on the other side of this because I'm not saying I'm jealous, but if you could give me a job,
you'd be happy.
I would potentially consider leaving radio to work for him if he could make me $500 million in 2 years. Dirty, sexy money indeed, Crevo. This guy. So basically, we all love an OnlyFans story, right?
Of course.
Now, he's
it's half
not,
his show.
He's not necessarily on the platform, if you will. OnlyFans was released in 2016, right? And it was sold in 2020, just before the pandemic hit.
Oh.
To this guy named Lenoid Radvinsky.
Okay.
Now, in the 2 years that old mate has owned OnlyFans,
yeah,
he has made $500 million.
Now, here's the thing, right?
Yeah.
If he sells out now, that's one of the greatest two-year earnings ever,
mate,
I'd say.
Seriously. So, Tim Stokely, he created OnlyFans back in 2016. It was all right. But when the pandemic hit, because people couldn't go to strip clubs, people couldn't basically see anybody.
They couldn't go out on dates.
They were looking for other ways to release frustration and tension and all that kind of stuff. And they didn't want to go to the traditional sites like your Pornhubs, for example, because they wanted to see regular people doing their thing.
So, yeah, they got away from, like I say, traditional sites.
Yes.
Like it's something from years gone by.
Well, they went back to that cheeky back
room. Roots, if
that
you will.
That cheeky back room at the adult store.
Yeah, that's right.
With the videos that you could rent.
Ugh.
Ugh. No, thank you. But, yeah, so in 2021, OnlyFans had a 128% increase in the number of subscribers alongside a 34% increase to the number of creators.
Well, that's the thing. A lot of people are out of work.
Yeah.
And then you're at home. What else are you going
to
do?
Exactly. Like, if you've got the body to do OnlyFans, and you don't even need that good of a body, if you've got some niche or some quirk to get onto OnlyFans, it could work. A friend of mine's on there.
Yeah.
She's making bank.
Yeah, right.
She's a little bit alternative.
How much is she making?
I haven't asked. I really want to, though.
Just ask
her. It's personal information.
And she's on the show. Good morning.
Hello. So it turns out, at the moment, 220 million users with 2 million separate content creators on OnlyFans at this current time.
Wow. I've never been on there.
No. I had a quick look. Like, I didn't sign up or anything.
Oh, whatever.
But I was curious to see how many followers people from Maths had.
Yeah, right.
Because they're some of the top OnlyFans creators from Maths, because they can get that following very
They've
quickly.
They've already got the fans, if you will.
They're not going on Maths anymore for their Instagram. They're going on there for either their TikTok or their OnlyFans.
Yeah.
But the guy who runs it now, $500 million in 2 years. He was paid the dividends in 2021 of $284 million and then another $233 million since November.
Jeez, he's making bank.
He got in at the... This is a typical thing of you got in at the right time, my friend.
Right time, right place and all that.
Because a lot of people, they either lost their jobs or they made bank through COVID.
Yeah.
It was one or the other.
Yeah.
This guy made bank.
He certainly did.
Yeah.
What an amazing story.
Mm.
Anyway, you got to have money to make
Give
money.
Give me a job.
Yeah, that's all you're asking
for. Just on
for.
This as well.
Well, OnlyFans offers a lot of employment opportunities.
Yeah. The same report revealed OnlyFans content created pulled in just shy of $4 billion.
Yep.
Spread that amongst the 2 million content creators. A lot of money.
There's money to be made.
Mm. Are you getting on OnlyFans?
No.
You love a side hustle.
I do, but I've got enough going on. Too busy.
Do you
busy.
Reckon people would like to see radio studio stuff? Because I'm not good enough to get on OnlyFans, but they want to see radio studio stuff.
I don't think so, Meg. I think they want more than that.
Yeah, that's all I'm offering.
Knobs and buttons.
Knobs and buttons.
That's
what OnlyFans is all about.
I know. That's why I'm saying it. Hey, Meg, up next, you know, I've talked about in the past on this show how good it would be for animals to drive.
I don't know what your obsession is with this.
Always,
you think it's great.
I always thought it'd be great.
Someone
taught
a dog to drive and you thought it was the best thing in the world.
I did. Forget dog. There's video of a monkey driving now.
Of course there is. And of course, of all people, you found it.
Of course I did. We'll talk about it next.
All right.
It's my favourite thing.
Shut up and drive. Shut up and drive. Shut up and drive.
Now, Meg, you know how I love like a story from India.
Oh, yeah? You do.
There's something about it. It's just this country that's kind of magical because the rules don't apply there in the same way. God, they do. Anyway, and the other thing I love is animals driving.
Of course you do. this is one of your obsessions.
My two favourite stories have combined here because this monkey, right, gets on the bus in India.
Yeah.
First of all, that's already funny.
It's got its own little bus pass and a backpack.
Monkeys are one of the funniest animals. It goes ducks, then monkeys.
Ducks
are number one by far. Anyway, monkeys are right
there. We'll unpack that later. Yeah.
Anyway, this monkey gets on, refuses to sit on a seat, and jumps straight on the steering wheel.
Of course.
Now you think, oh, the driver might stop the bus, sort this out. No. The monkey starts driving. Now, to be fair, the bus driver's doing, like, the gears and the pedals, but the monkey is full-on doing the steering. I'm going to show you a video.
Okay.
Which exists.
Does this monkey have a driver's license?
Oh, you ask it.
He's actually driving!
I know!
Oh, my God! What is going on here? He's like...
The driver
literally does not have his hands on the steering wheel at all.
Now, apparently this video went viral. It's a monkey driving.
This guy has lost his job, clearly.
Well, they've given him a speaking to.
Speaking to, okay.
He hasn't lost his job.
But the monkey didn't crash the bus.
The monkey's quite a good driver.
He is. I've seen better drivers, worse drivers.
Yeah.
On the roads around here.
I know. Look, he's doing 10 and 2 on the steering wheel and everything.
He's looking, and you can see he's actively looking what's in front of him.
His eyes
are 100% on the road. He's not texting. He's not having a cheeky...
Well, he doesn't have a phone.
Or something.
No.
He might have a phone. Who knows?
Who knows? This monkey's got a lot going on.
He's got to use the phone to do his driver's test, obviously.
Well, that's right. How else are you going to do your knowledge test?
Okay, when you said a monkey driving a bus, I thought, okay, obviously it's a photo or something of him sitting behind. No.
It's video of a proper monkey driving.
You need to share this to the Novos _ Instagram,
right,
because that's actually legit.
Because I couldn't be happier right now.
Coming off a long weekend, you get your story that's from India, which you love.
Love it.
And animal driving. All that needs to happen now is a duck needs to walk onto the bus.
Yeah, and we're in business.
And just start honking at him.
Yeah, that's right. That's the only thing that could make this better, and it's not happening, so I'm happy with what's happened here.
Yeah, your week has started off golden. There is nothing that can bring you down this week.
Couldn't do it.
Hey, on the other side of this, something that'll definitely perk you up, $50 worth of free fuel.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
We're playing 5 and 10, Crevo.
Yeah, now this is always great. All you have to do is name 5 things in 10 seconds from the topic we give you.
Yep.
You can call now if you want.
Yeah.
Get on early.
Get in nice and early before the phones fill up.
What's the number, Meg?
131009.
Oh, yeah, it is. Very listen easy. To that roll off
131009.
Well, I'll never say it like that again.
Yeah,
you'll lose your job.
131009. There we go. That's a great way to say it.
Local ads and on air right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
I think we worked together for 3 months before I gave you my phone number.
And that was an extraordinary moment.
It was an experience, yeah. Right?
You're waking up with the Novos, Meg and Crevo. Only on Newcastle's new FM.
Oh, Tyler's back from her wine tour.
Just.
In one piece?
Yes. Is that debatable, one piece?
Oh, yeah, questionable.
You went to a music festival, though, yeah?
It wasn't like a music... I guess you could call it a music festival.
There were multiple acts.
Yeah, it was really nice, but we got absolutely drenched. It bucketed down.
Oh, you said this was going to be the case.
The wet undies and socks.
Oh, that is the worst.
Nothing worse when you're soaked to the bone.
It doesn't matter if you're wearing a poncho or whatever.
No. The good thing was, I said this to everyone that I was with, we saw Vera Blue, she was amazing.
Oh, she's fantastic.
I said, if she doesn't acknowledge that we are out here in the pouring rain, I'm leaving. And then about halfway through the set, she goes, are you guys okay out there? It seems very wet. And I was like, I'm in, I'll stay till the end.
Oh, well.
She got you.
Bless. She did.
That's nice. Well, it sounds like a great time.
Yeah, it was good, it was muddy, it was wet, it was great, it was fun.
Awesome.
That's my worst nightmare. You know what?
You love a wet gig.
You lost me with the wet socks. Absolutely not.
That wasn't right until the very end, though. We made it until about half an hour towards the end, and that's when it really started to
bucket down.
If there's wet socks involved, I am high.
You're out.
The good thing was, though, we were home in bed by 8:30. She was done by 7:30.
That's my dream.
That is
my dream outing.
It was great.
Nice one. Well, it sounds like a bunch of fun. 5 in 10 is up next, though. This is, of course, our little competition where you can call up on 131009. You name 5 things in 10 seconds from the topic we give you. And today, the prize, a $50 fuel card.
Oh, we've all seen fuel over the weekend. It's been nuts.
Yeah, everyone needs every bit of free fuel they can get.
Yep.
And if you want to win some, 131009, very, very easy.
And every caller who gets to air goes in the draw for tickets to our Halloween party.
That's right, as well.
On the 28th of October.
Prizes on prizes.
You want tickets to that, my friend.
Certainly do. 131009, get involved. We're doing it next.
5 in 10 playing for you in minutes.
The Novos. Megan Crevo. 5 in 10. New FM.
All right, this is, of course, the place where you can win a $50 fuel card right now.
Mm.
131009, if you want to get on.
A couple of phone lines.
Yes,
still open.
Yeah. You never know. Plus, you're in the draw for a double pass to our exclusive Halloween party.
Mm.
28th of October at the Star Hotel.
A couple of free cheeky drinks.
That's right, on arrival and all
yes,
that stuff.
The blood red carpet waiting for you, my friend.
Prizes for the best dress.
We've got to spin the wheel first to get today's category. Alright, we have landed on movies.
Mm.
That's pretty cool. Okay, let's go to the phones. Nicole is in Jasmine. Hey, Nicole.
Hi.
Hey, you ready to go? How was your long weekend, by the way?
Sensational.
Had the whole weekend off. Oh, beautiful. What'd you get up to?
Just lazed around the house, did a bit of washing, bit of ironing, bit of cooking.
That doesn't sound like a great long weekend, washing and ironing, absolutely not.
You have to do it, darling.
Yeah, it's true.
Once it's done, it's quite satisfying, isn't it?
It is.
I was meant to go to Tumble Club, like, at least once, and it didn't happen.
Didn't happen.
All right, the category is movies. Crevo, do you want to hit Nicole with the topic?
Yeah, I will. Now, Nicole, have you ever seen a movie before?
Oh, I have.
Oh, you'll be fine then.
Yeah,
here we go.
Smash this.
All right, number one, movies with sequels.
Okay, you've got to name 5 movies with sequels in 10 seconds. Your time starts now.
Oh, I'm not very good at this one.
Oh, come on, Nicole.
No. I'll bomb out.
No, Nicole.
No.
Oh, she's out.
Nothing.
Nicole.
Oh, well.
But you know what that means? When we have a fuel card up for grabs,
yeah,
if it
that's
doesn't go
right.
up, a jackpot's for yeah, the next day. So tomorrow's going to be $100 worth of fuel.
Even better.
Yeah, how good is that?
Nicole will be kicking herself all
day.
No,
she'll try tomorrow to get the $100 worth of fuel. That's what she's doing.
Good
that's
luck
what she's angling
to her.
For. Hey, on the other side of this article came out over the weekend of the worst things that people have had happen after they've done the deed with someone.
Oh,
and I've read this article because
I'm
on the dating scene at the moment. Oh, my God. It resonated hard with me, let me tell you.
Some of the things that they've said right at the end, isn't
it? Yes, right at the end or right afterwards. Mate, it's been cringeworthy. Going to give you the details on the other side of this. This article triggered me a little bit creepo over the weekend.
Yeah, did it now.
An article dropped about things that have been said either during or just after you've done the deed with someone that are a little bit cringeworthy. We've all been through this. I would like to think all of us have been through this at one stage.
Yeah, at some stage.
At some stage.
Mine is in the distant past. Can't remember any of it.
No, you're putting that way back in your memory.
Oh, God, yeah.
In your memory
Forget
bank.
All about that.
Well, some of these are just a little bit cringe. For example, someone just said, harder, daddy. That, to me, is cringe.
That
absolutely cringe.
The whole thing of calling somebody daddy or mummy is just gross.
Right. We'll go into this one. Get out, I'm bored.
Right, okay.
Someone obviously isn't really fulfilling their end of the bargain.
Is that out of the space or out of the... Of the whole
situation. I think it's just get out on board, like I'm done with this scenario. See you later.
That, I mean, to be told that, of all things, how humiliating.
Now, after someone's done this, apparently these two people had been seeing each other for a while and they heard this. Now, do you know what that is?
No.
It's a Tinder notification.
Awkward.
So apparently these two people have been seeing each other for like 4 weeks or whatever, and then they've just finished doing what they're doing. Someone's got a match or a message on Tinder, and neither of them knew who it was.
So they both thought, okay, if they're both on the market, though, who cares? You'd have a laugh, wouldn't you?
But apparently they were both, like, talking about dating each other exclusively.
Oh, God.
And someone is still hooking up on Tinder, and it happens to pop up just after they're finished.
Couldn't get more awkward than that. Must happen so much, though.
You know what? This is why I have my phone on silent 99.9% of the time. I've never had that.
Because Meg, it doesn't matter if Meg's with you or not, she's still absolutely loving Tinder.
Yes, exactly. So the thing is, to go off this, when I was in my early single days, like when I was in my 20s, I met this guy. He was really cute in one night stand kind of style. Guess what he said during?
What?
I love you.
From a one night stand.
From a one night stand.
What are you doing, mate?
I never saw the guy ever again. Because I'm like, first of all, no. Second of all, I've known this guy for like 3 hours tops.
That's the reddest of all flags you've ever seen anywhere.
I'm in my 20s, guy, and he turns around and goes, I love you. I'm like, I don't even know. I barely know your name.
A matador. A matador and a bull ring would have less red flags than that.
Have you had any cringeworthy things that people have said to you?
Oh, honestly, it's been that long.
Yeah.
I can't remember, and I'm so happy it's in my distant past.
Yeah. No, because stay the memories right there are quite funny. Like, you can't beat the Tinder notification as you just finished with someone.
Just finished the deed.
Because it's like, okay, have you got someone else coming over straight after me? Is this a booking system?
It's like when you finish at a checkout and they ring the bell.
Yes.
No, exactly. No better way to wrap this thing up.
Oh, mate. I thought this was so cringe.
Moving on to the next one.
Oh, poor bugger. It turns out, though, happy ending after that story.
Oh, yeah.
Go figure. Turns out they both deleted the app.
There you go.
Which is great. But what, you know, like, I don't want to hear the Tinder notification after I'm...
Yeah, all while during the day.
No,
to
could
be
you
honest?
Imagine that, though? Oh, that'd be crazy.
Do you mind if I check this?
Oh, mate.
Leave it right there, shall
it's
we?
It's a no from me, let me tell you. Hey, news time up next from the Hunters 100% local newsroom. Not to mention as well, get involved with the show today on 13109. Your chance to score tickets to our Halloween party.
How
it's happening
good.
At Star Hotel on Friday the 28th of October. Keep 13109 in your phone. We'll hopefully put a couple of people on the guest list.
No doubt today. That'll happen today.
Yeah,
no doubt.
Your local
ads and on air right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
I think we worked together for 3 months before I gave you my phone number.
And that was an extraordinary moment.
It was an experience,
yeah.
Right?
You're waking up with the Novos, Meg and Crevo. Only on Newcastle's new FM.
Now, Tyler, over the weekend, you went on a bit of a wine tour, yeah?
I did, yes.
How was it?
It was great. A bit muddy, a bit wet. Some of us had a few little stacks, not me. I stayed on my feet, thank God, but it was very slippery.
You did say on Friday there is one particular friend of yours who stacks it every single time. Did they stack it?
She did indeed.
Yes, of
course. Shout out to my best friend Charlotte. Fell over in the muddy thing.
Always falls over in the mud,
yep.
And being a muddy, slippery day, she wouldn't have been the only one.
Well, she did say no one actually witnessed this one, so it didn't count, but
that's
we
true.
Saw the mud under her nails. It was gross.
Oh, so she didn't pop the mud all over her, because you said she normally falls, like, face first.
Or last time she fell and she had mud from her fingertips all the way to her armpits. She just had mud everywhere. But this time, I think she just had a little slip and she caught herself before she really hit the deck. But, yeah, she's notorious.
Minor,
eating it in the mud.
Minor slip up this time.
Yep.
Major slip up last time.
Yep.
This is what I thought we could do here this morning. 13109, what went wrong on the wine tour? Because often, you know, it's a group of people, you get rowdy, some you know, some you don't. You're on a bus, there's drinking, there's wine, there's not enough food.
Mm.
It's hot in summer as well.
Yes.
It's just a recipe for funny things to go wrong. Now, of course, everyone that calls up is in the draw for a double pass to our Novo's exclusive Halloween party, Friday the 28th of October, the Star Hotel Newcastle. This is going to be a bunch of fun.
It's going to be so much fun.
Get your costume on. Get some, a couple of drinks on arrival.
Some four pints.
Exactly. Beer. Delicious beer. And have a great time.
Yeah.
So, 13, 10 and 9, what went wrong on the wine tour?
Megan Prevo.
So what went wrong on the wine tour? That's what we're asking you after Tyler's friend slipped and fell in the mud at the weekend.
Not the first time at the radio, let me tell you.
She slipped and fallen in previous wine tours as yes. well. For me, it's been a peaking too early situation.
Of course.
Which you go to, like, the first winery and then maybe very generous with the pours.
Mm.
And then you try every wine on the menu.
Yeah.
And suddenly you're written off and you've still got three more vineyards to go to.
See, I'm very lucky. I've only ever done one wine tasting. I've never done a wine tour because wine's not my thing. I just overloaded on cheese because I don't do wine.
Okay. Well, you say lucky. I say you're missing out at life. No. Each their own.
Let's go to the phones. Jen is in Maryland. Hey, Jen.
Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning. Hey, what went wrong on the wine tour, babe?
Oh, my goodness. So we went to the Cedars, which is, it was a bus tour.
Yeah.
And I only remember the first winery because I got drunk right at the beginning, okay?
Drink responsibly, yeah. Of course.
So from the Blue Mountains, we took us into Mudgee.
Yeah.
The first stop, and the vineyard was called Cedars. And as you can imagine, it was all buses, and they all looked the same, yeah?
Oh, I can see where this is going, Jen.
So I got off. I had a few drinks. I don't know. I suppose my whereabouts were really
You had a couple anyway. Of Chardonnays, to be fair.
Well, Moscatos, to be honest.
There you go.
I like the sweet stuff.
Yeah.
So as we were all being round up, I got onto the wrong bus.
And where did you end up, Jen?
Well, I'm not really sure. I don't remember. But we took about... the best part is I took about seven guys home with me.
Whoa, Jen. That's a concern.
That sounds like quite the night.
Yeah, I have to ask, were any of them cute?
No answer.
Nah, Jen's like, no, I'm not incriminating myself any further. Call it quits.
I've already said too much.
Wrong buses for a wine tour. You can't top that. Well, you can top that with seven guys.
Big party at Jen's house. Jeez.
Oh, my God. Well, thank you very much, Jen. Hey, what's the cost on the other side of this with producer Tyler?
Sorry, I'm thrown. Lil Nas X is on tour in the States, and he did something very questionable on stage.
I see.
I'll tell you
so
more
great.
Next.
All right, details on the other side of these.
The Novos.
If I don't say the right things, I might get killed.
The Novos.
Keep my wife's name.
With Megan Crevo.
What's the goss?
I love reality TV.
Now, producer Tyler, Lil Nas X is meant to come to the country later on this year. Do you think he's going to bring this new section of his show to Australia?
I really hope he does.
Yeah?
What's going on?
You living for it?
While performing in Atlanta, Crevo, Lil Nas X paused his entire concert to go backstage and take a dump.
Oh, he had to do a massive shit, did he?
Yep. This is what I call a modern-day masterpiece, you guys.
I don't know about that.
I love this so. I don't know why. I just think this is brilliant.
Couldn't he wait till
costume
after?
Costume changes? Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. So the Long Live Montero tour is obviously happening at the moment in America. And, yeah, this is what he had to say literally halfway through his show.
I'm backstage, and this is, like, not a part of the show. But I'm taking a mean shit, so please. But I'm going to be, like, a minute or two.
If you didn't hear that, he literally said, I'm backstage taking a mean shit and I'll be back in 5.
What the hell? What's wrong with saying, I'm taking 5 minutes?
Yeah, this is an intermission.
Why does he have to what he's up to?
I love how he's honest.
This is exactly what we need in life. Someone that is a good, open communicator. I'm absolutely here for it. People didn't believe it, though, so guess what he did? He took to Twitter to confirm that he actually did do a poo backstage mid-show, saying, LMAO, people really thought I was joking. I was literally back there dropping demons into that toilet.
You don't need to tell us, or wait half an hour.
Now,
that's what I reckon.
You know when artists do go off stage for the encore?
Mm.
They're just lying to us.
They're just lying to us. That's what they're going backstage. They're making us wait because they're going to the loo.
They need to take a leaf out of Lil Nas X's book and be open with their fans. We are the reason that they are where they are.
Exactly.
You need to tell us exactly what's going
on.
So you guys
would find this entertaining.
I think it's funny. I don't care. Like, it's Lil Nas X. He's known for being a bit outlandish.
And you know what? This is why people love him. This is why people love him.
I'm not about this. I think gross.
I think it's great. Also, too, you know how we spoke about Lizzo playing a 200-year-old crystal flute on the show last week?
So many people are angry at her now.
Conservative snowflakes.
Mate.
Oh, my God. They're actually openly saying they're offended by this and losing their small minds over it on Twitter. Like, do you not have anything better to do with your life?
No, they're just complaining because they didn't get to play a 200-year-old crystal flute.
Yeah, so if you missed it, Lizzo literally stepped on stage to play a 200-year-old crystal flute. While she did, she started twerking. Very on brand for Lizzo.
Yeah.
We love to see it.
Twerk queen.
Yeah. People are deeply offended because the flute was made for, I think, one of the fourth president.
It was the second president.
James Madison.
Yeah.
Do you guys think that people would be more offended
here we go
if Lizzo did a big shit during a show?
I think people would be more offended by that, yes.
Lizzo at the same time
sexist
would probably yes. say it.
I think she would too.
She would admit it. She doesn't care.
But yeah,
this is why I love both of them. This is why I love Lizzo and Lil Nas X. No F's given. They don't care.
100%. But these snowflakes are saying that Lizzo has desecrated American history.
She's the only person who's relevant who knows how to play the flute.
Yeah, right. And twerk at the same time.
Exactly.
Like, who doesn't want to see that?
I love Lizzo twerk. These days, not many flute players out there.
No, yeah. Who have her kind of stardom.
Keep the dream alive.
Indeed.
Andre Rieu, no, he plays a violin.
Couldn't tell you.
Work it out. Couldn't tell you. Andre Rieu, oh my God, he was massive, like, what, 10 years ago?
Couldn't tell you.
Yeah. Don't even know who that is.
He's some opera guy who does all these fancy things. When I worked at Sanity back in the day,
yeah.
He had whole stands dedicated to him, and they'd sell out.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, well.
All old ladies, but still.
Is Andre Rieu the guy that used to do all the music for Australian Idol?
No, that was John Foreman.
Ah. Yeah. Whoops.
No. Very different. Google Andre Rieu, trust me. Very different guy.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Crivo.
Different situation.
What was that situation?
Can't remember.
Exactly. It wasn't that important.
Help the Novos. Local as New FM.
Jess.
Yes.
Are they threatening us with high-speed rail again?
Oh, yeah, they are.
If they actually build a section of high-speed rail while I'm on the air at New FM, I will eat a lock of my own hair sprinkled in an omelette.
Well,
tasty.
Yeah, it sounds delightful.
Because it's just, stop lying to us. I can't count the number of times they've promised to build high speed rail and then done absolutely nothing aside from an expensive study.
Maybe now's the time. Maybe it's not going to happen.
No, it isn't.
I'll be the optimist.
No.
Someone's got to be.
No, they don't.
We've been in Newcastle for a long time. This has been on the... I was a member of the high speed rail, like, what it, the... political thing for a while. I was getting notifications from them.
They've been promising this for like 60 years. Stop wasting everyone's time.
Do something useful.
Build it, then announce it.
Creepo, maybe that? You should start building it.
I don't have the money. It's very expensive.
Yeah.
And that's why they can't build it.
Not enough investors.
Time will tell.
Elon Musk, where are you, buddy?
Yeah, Will. Unless someone like him comes along.
Yeah,
the government,
not happening.
Like, any government is incapable of making it happen.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. In our lifetime, it won't happen.
100% incapable.
Flying cars will happen before.
Yeah. We should put bets on this.
Yeah. Oh, same. The odds would be insane.
You'd put your house on it, I bet.
Yeah. It's not happening. Anyway.
Yeah. Anyway,
separate
moving
thing.
On.
Of course, it's school holidays right now.
Yes.
And look, there's a lot of kids. Like, at the shop, I've seen heaps of kids coming into the shop.
When I did deliveries last week, I was trying to work out why there were so many kids around, and it was infuriating me because I'm getting in my way. And then I realised, oh, school holidays.
School holidays.
Yes.
And the kids run around. They're like wild. The parents, like, because we're into the second week now, aren't
we? Yeah, the kids are getting bored.
They are. Yeah. The first week, you're sweet, right? The second week, that's when they start to wind up.
Mm.
This is what I want to do here. 13 10 09, it's the holiday hotline.
Mm.
What, like, what have the kids been getting up to that's been annoying you? Like, or what have they done wrong? Naughty kids, that sort of thing. This is your chance to have a little vent.
And if you want to get away from them, it's your chance as well.
That's right. 13 10 09, what annoying things have the kids done or naughty things have the kids done? The best callers on air today go in the draw for our double pass to the Novo's exclusive Halloween party.
Mm.
Of course, that's adults only.
Yes.
It's at the Star Hotel Newcastle. Drinks, couple of drinks on us.
Couple of cheeky prizes, which also include a getaway to the Hunter Valley.
All of that is on offer. Yeah. 13 10 09, what naughty things have the kids done this school holidays?
If you just need to vent, get it off your chest, we're here for you.
This is your chance.
This is our public service for you, my friend.
13 10 09.
Megan
Crevo. Yeah, chance to rant about the kids if they've been driving you up the wall this school holidays.
The school holiday hotline is open, 13 10 09.
Yeah, now, oh God, I've seen a few things in the shop already.
Really?
It's an interesting thing having the shop because it's both the kids, they want to bring the kids there because it's like great for, you know, there's so much stimulation in a place like that.
Yeah.
But they're simultaneously nervous because there's some valuable stuff on shelves that can be knocked off.
You've never worked in retail during school holidays.
No.
You don't know what you're in for.
Had no idea. A lot of running around kids, right? Yep. We do have a toy section, which we encourage the parents to, like, you can just have drop them off there. They can play.
Yeah.
Like, if they drop a toy, it's not a big deal.
If they find a toy that they like, too, they can buy it.
Happy days. They can buy it, right? But we did have one kid that just took, because there's sort of like a circuit in our shop.
Mm-hmm.
Where you can go around, talk to it like a bit of a racetrack.
Oh.
Mum got very embarrassed, poor thing. She's chasing this kid, and the faster she runs, the faster he runs.
It's like a game. Dog on the loose, yeah. Basically.
Exactly. Yeah. The more it's like a game. She got embarrassed, but like, don't worry about it. She's
fine.
Like, I'm so sorry. Like, come on here, let's go. Time to go.
Yeah.
All that sort of gear.
Yeah.
But, you know, embarrassing for her, funny for us.
Amanda's hit us up on the Novos _ on Instagram saying, I took the kids to the movies on Tuesday, then to the museum on Wednesday, and then we went to the beach on Thursday. And then Friday I said, we're staying home, and they accused me of not letting them do anything.
This
happens. It's like when you take the kids out and you take them shopping, you take them to the movies or you do something, and then they're like, you never buy me anything. I'm like, well, I just spent $150 doing all this, but you do you.
Kids have short memories in some areas and long memories in others.
Yeah.
And then, of course, I think their energy levels are so different to ours.
Oh, mate, the amount of energy like a 6-year-old has.
Yeah.
I need to tap into that.
I know, right?
It's ridiculous.
And that's why they accuse you of not doing anything is because to them, if you're not doing 20 things every day, it's boring.
Well, if you go to the playground at Spears Point, I don't know if you've seen this. It's a giant thing that you climb up.
Yeah, I have seen that.
Now, this was a couple of years ago, so I was a bit younger, and I used to take my nieces there and during school holidays, and they said, come up with me. I'm like, okay. You climb up there once, and you're winded.
Yeah.
Like, it's ridiculous. And then the other one gets upset, because there was two of them at this point. You go down with one of them, and then the other one go, oh, that looked fun. Come up with me, Auntie Mig. And I'm like, oh.
Once was enough.
You should have come up the first time. I'm not. And then they get upset with you because you didn't go up with them. And it's like, I can't breathe.
If you want to see me do that again, video it next time.
Because
it's a one-time thing.
Yeah. Speaking of Spears Point, though, they've got this really cool track that you can go around on bikes and scooters and all that kind of stuff. It's going to be me in a couple of days.
Are you joining a cycling club?
No. Bought myself a scooter.
What, on the weekend?
I bought myself a scooter on the weekend, and I've been scooting around town.
Oh, this
turns
is
out I'm 13 again.
Spotted.
Yes.
Meg on a scooter.
Megan Crevo.
I don't know what brought this on, but maybe I'm having a midlife crisis. I've just went out and bought a car.
Yeah, true.
I've dyed my hair recently. Car. It's a little sporty bit.
Yeah.
Around car.
Yeah.
I've dyed my hair a different
You
color.
Have. The red looks good.
Oh, I redid the red the other day.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's very shiny
more
today.
More vibrant today.
Yeah.
And then I was thinking, it's daylight savings now.
Mm.
I'm like, you know what? I want something I can go and enjoy myself at the beach with. Because I've been sitting at the beach a lot listening to music lately. It's been my calm down thing that I've been doing. But with daylight savings, I need to get out there a little bit more, get some vitamin D, maybe get some exercise. I thought, I'm going to invest in a little scooter.
This is interesting.
Right?
So you're not talking about the electric ones.
No, that's on the cards, though.
Because they're not, I don't know, they're like semi-illegal still, aren't they, in New South Wales?
I think so, yeah. Like the skateboards.
Yeah, right.
But I thought, maybe I can just start out, because I haven't had a scooter since I was like 8 years old. So, like, we're talking, I'm trying to do math.
20-something
years. 25 years since I've had a scooter. Yeah. And I thought, you know what, today's the day. I'm going to do it. I won $100 on a scratchy the other day. And I'm like, it's just been sitting there burning a hole in my pocket. I'm like, that's it. I'm buying a scooter.
This is cool.
Now, they didn't have any at Bennett's Green, so I had to go out to Rutherford. Now, that was the mistake in the first place because I forgot about holiday traffic.
Oh, right, of course. I was like, that's rude about Rutherford.
Right? Rutherford's great, mate. Rutherford's great, but I got stuck in all the holiday traffic. And I went out there, picked it up. Great.
What colour did you get?
Little black scooter.
Okay, cool.
It's in the back of the car at the moment.
These are folding ones, right?
Yeah.
That's what's so great about them is that you can put them just in the back of the car, just leave it there.
That's what I did.
And the other good thing is like when you're in the city,
yeah,
you can park like 100 metres away.
Exactly.
And it's not a big deal because the scooter is so fast.
Exactly. So I picked up the scooter, went to Nobby's yesterday to try it out. First of all, couldn't unfold it, didn't know how. Reading the instructions, couldn't work it out. Finally got there in the end.
Is there not a YouTube video?
No. Like, the instructions didn't really explain how to do it, but we finally worked it out. So I did a bit of a scoot from, like, Newcastle Beach down to Nobby's.
Nice.
On the break wall and back. And then my back started to play up. I'm like, oh,
yeah, better be careful here.
Yeah, just because, like, my back is still quite screwed.
Yeah, rickety.
I've had issues with it for the last 2 years. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to stop this right now just to get into it. But yeah, I'm a booth scooting.
Wow, you out on the scooter, scooting everywhere. You know, because it was funny, wasn't it? There was that period of time in like the early 2000s.
Yeah.
When businessmen were all using them.
I know, everyone loves a kick scooter, right?
What was it, the JD Bug?
Mine's technically a commuter scooter.
Oh, even better. They're a bit bigger wheel, yeah?
Yeah, a little bit.
That's good. Yeah. They're actually good. And what about, how are the brakes?
You know what? I don't use the brake.
At all?
I just like run off it.
Yeah, right, yeah. Okay. You could use the brake. You should use the brake.
Maybe.
Like, is it a back foot one?
Yeah, one of the
back foot
ones.
They're good. Yeah. You're going to love this thing.
It's going to be interesting. Once I get a bit more confident on there, because it's been a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'll see Meg and all around town.
Yeah.
You could do your... You know what? I think... Did I tell you I saw, like, what I thought was a 9-year-old kid doing Deliveroo on an electric scooter?
Maybe I need to invest in that.
I was like, he's just borrowed his brother's phone.
Absolutely.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Grebo.
How much I really like barbecuing. Pork, chicken, toast.
Backtrack.
Yes.
Did you say toast?
Yeah, I'm just cooking everything.
The Novos. Local ads. New FM.
Now, when you think cunning criminal, Meg... You think about like a balaclava.
Black, all black.
That's right, because you don't want to be...
Gloves.
Yeah, you don't want to be found, discovered, caught out, etc.
Cover your tattoos as well, just putting it out there.
Great bit of advice. Not that we endorse crime.
Not that I know what I'm talking about at all.
That we're just talking about the general things that smart criminals would do.
Smart criminals.
To stay away from being caught.
Mm.
This one serial burglar, though, has been caught because of the clothes he wears, and he's not doing the good disguises, let's just say that.
Okay.
He's been caught out.
He's not a clever criminal, is what you're trying to say.
This one, we love a dumb criminal on this show.
We do. And this is
one of the absolute dumbest we've ever spoken about.
Okay, details on the other side of this.
Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you?
Oh, we love a dumb criminal story.
Oh, so good. this makes me feel much better about my life choices.
This is right up there because this one guy, he's been doing a bunch of robberies in, like, apartment buildings.
In the same apartment building, I've
noticed. Kept going back.
Article. Yeah.
Yeah, kept going back. Thought it was an easy target, whatever. Mm. Anyway, he'd been seen by multiple witnesses, like, on different robberies.
Yeah.
Wearing SpongeBob SquarePants shorts and socks. Well, he was not like kicking down people, apartment doors.
Not many people own that merch.
As a grown
past,
adult.
Past the age of 15.
I mean, grow up, first of all. But anyway, this guy absolutely loved it.
I do have to hold you up there. Hmm. My best friend listens to our podcast.
Yeah.
And he's SpongeBob obsessed, so you take that back.
No, I'll be right. I'll stick with my words.
Oh, he's fighting words.
Yeah. Anyway, he was using this, I guess, as sort of his disguise. I don't know if that's a good word for it.
Yeah, okay.
But he's kept wearing the same thing. Anyway, first things first, he decided to post some of the stolen items on Facebook Marketplace, where the SpongeBob SquarePants shorts and socks he'd been wearing can be seen in the photos.
Oh, what an idiot.
All right, so then, of course, they sent him a message, set up, like, a sting to go to his house.
Yeah, police there.
Police were there. Turns out all of that SpongeBob SquarePants clothing was in the man's dryer. Of course, he had to wash it.
Yeah.
And look, there's
so
all
fresh, so clean.
There's all the evidence you need.
Oh,
stolen
what
items, the disguise, if you will, so right there in his dryer.
This is akin to the movie Home Alone.
Yeah.
Where the guy goes in and he turns all the taps on.
That's right.
The wet bandits.
Yeah.
Now we know every single crime you have committed.
Yeah, because
of your
signature.
Yes.
What an absolute
Did he not watch
Muppet.
Home Alone growing up?
Obviously missed it.
What an idiot.
So, yeah, this guy's obviously been caught. All the stolen items were there.
If you were to be a criminal and you were a dumb criminal like this guy, what would be your chosen disguise? Obviously, SpongeBob is his.
Oh, God, I don't know. I'd just be I already wear a hoodie everywhere. I'm already Does that make
like
me
you
a
do,
criminal
like,
already?
You are impartial to an American Apparel t-shirt or a Red
like
Hot
that.
Chili Peppers
yeah,
t-shirt.
Yeah, that'd
Maybe
be
that
it.
Would be your thing?
The Red Hot Chili Peppers bandit.
So you'd have, for me, either a line of glitter or a line of sequins.
Ah, yeah.
Yes, trailing
from
my,
behind.
Yes. There'd be glitter everywhere I've been.
The glitter bandit.
The glitter bandit.
Has been again.
And I'd only be in there stealing people's shoes.
Do you own any Sarah Jessica Parker shoes?
Or anything of a luxury label? Well, am I now?
The glitter bandit will be there.
So if you live anywhere around me and I find out that you have a nice pair of shoes and then they're missing and there's glitter everywhere,
you'll know what's happened.
It wasn't me.
Oh, no.
It was not me.
It was the glitter bandit.
It was the glitter bandit. Hey, love it or loathe it. Up next, Tyler is going to give us a daily topic and Crevo and I have to decide whether we love it or we loathe it in 3 seconds.
I don't care.
New FM. Love it. Love it.
This is where producer Tyler hits us with a daily topic. We have 3 seconds flat to decide whether we love it, we loathe it, no fence sitting. Tyler, what have you got for us?
Ukuleles.
3, 2, 1, go!
Loathe it.
Love it.
Loathe it.
Love it, love
it. There was this whole trend, like, 10 years ago where everyone had a ukulele.
What's wrong with them?
They're naff.
Are you kidding?
Yes.
It's one of the great instruments ever invented.
Can you play a ukulele?
Yeah.
Because you can play guitar, can't
you? Yeah, I probably could. I don't know. I haven't tried.
Maybe we need to get you a ukulele.
Have you got something against them, Tyler?
No, but
Meg does.
I would if I was to step onto a plane and there's one on every bloody seat and you're expected to sit down for half an hour or for a group lesson with every other passenger on the flight. That's what's happened in America.
What? That sounds
like the most cringeworthy thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, US Airlines surprises all passengers with a free in-flight ukulele class, and it is getting roasted online for it. Rightfully so, I believe.
ScoMo, this would be right up his alley. Didn't he play ukulele on 60 Minutes?
Yeah, and he played
didn't know a word or a chord,
a loser.
Take me to the airport. No, mate. No one's taking you to the airport on Cuba.
I've documented regularly on the show how much I think he's one of the great turds. So that just
Send him to the US to have a ukulele lesson.
He can go and join that flight.
Mate, this sounds like my worst nightmare. If I get on a plane, which I'm doing in 2 weeks.
Yeah, imagine that happens.
And there's a ukulele on my seat.
Imagine.
Bye-bye.
Do you not get to keep it?
Well, I'm flying through Canada Air, so what would it be instead of a ukulele? It'd be something
else. A hockey stick.
Hockey stick. Learn how to play ice hockey. Yeah,
that's what it looks like has happened. It looks like this Guitar Center has like teamed up for a marketing campaign with the airline, and they're all like all over Twitter being like, "Yo, look at us, we're cool and fun." And it honestly looks like the opposite.
This is akin to when U2 teamed up with Apple and put their shitty album on everybody's iPod and everybody's iPhone. No one cares. No one is interested. Do they get to keep the ukulele? Probably not.
I think they do.
Does that count towards your carry-on then?
How dare they assume that I would like to play, let alone own one?
And, well, that's the thing, though. If you're travelling, though, you have limited space on where you can put ukulele.
What are you going to do with another thing?
Well, that's exactly what people are saying. They're like, what if I didn't want to hear a cacophony of ukuleles? What if I just wanted to sit in silence for the entire flight and watch TV or read like a regular flight? How dare you assume that I'm looking forward to this?
No one's jumping on a flight cacophony. Going, I want to play a ukulele.
Imagine being trapped thousands of feet in the air. Yeah. And not having any escape.
Not to mention, if they're putting it on every seat and there's a bunch of kids, what are they going to do the entire flight? They're going to play that bloody ukulele.
Yeah, that's
ukulele.
A disaster.
Well, that's what the airline said. They're like, don't worry, everyone put their ukuleles away after 20 minutes since they had already mastered how to play. No, they wouldn't have. You liars. You're lying about it.
You can't tell a kid to put the ukulele away when you put a ukulele in front of them.
Oh,
it's not going to happen.
The idea of my worst nightmare.
No.
Just be, I guess, the bad thing about it is there's nothing worse than when you first learn a musical instrument. It doesn't matter what one it is. Be it a great instrument like a ukulele or the bagpipes.
Yeah.
At the start, it's always going to sound like cats screaming.
So you know what I want to do? I want to send the people who made this idea.
Yeah.
I want to find them. I'm going to hunt them down.
Oh.
And I'm going to send recorders to their house for their children.
You can find them, Meg. It's called Guitar Center. And I have to get the name of the airline.
You know what? I'm going to send all of their CEOs, everyone. I hope they have kids. I'm going to send them recorders and megaphones to go with it.
Do it.
Sounds like fun.
Do it.
These are not empty threats.
Be alert.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Crevo.
How much I really like barbecuing. Pork, chicken, toast.
Backtrack.
Yes.
Did you say toast?
Yeah, I'm just cooking everything.
The Novos.
I was having a chat to a friend of mine the other day, and she is avoiding going out to certain places with her partner.
Yeah.
I thought, this is a bit weird. Like, wouldn't you want to do things with your partner? She goes, no, because my favourite food in the entire world is dumplings. I'm like, I can understand that. I can get behind that. And she goes, but my partner, every time we go to dumpling land or whatever, they take those little disposable tomato sauce packets with them.
Like from McDonald's or something.
Yeah, so when you get a pie and the sauce packets.
Yeah, the one with two little parts you squeeze together.
Yeah, so apparently he has a stash of those in his car, and every time they go get dumplings, he takes a handful out because he has sauce with his dumplings. Weird.
Why is he doing that?
You're ruining a perfectly good dumpling. What is wrong with you?
Soy sauce or vinegar.
Vinegar or something like that. Like, even I'm not that fancy, and I'm not putting sauce on dumplings. Can you imagine if it was barbecue sauce?
Wrong.
Holy crap.
Wrong.
And she's saying she literally now avoids going to dumpling places with him because she's embarrassed.
Oh, my God. Like, don't do tomato sauce.
13 10 09. What we want you to do, dob in a gross eater.
Do you live with one? Is there one in your life? Maybe it's an uncle or something.
Yep, they're putting ridiculous things together that shouldn't be together, especially when you go out.
Bad table manners, that sort of thing.
Like, are they... Oh, it just... When she said that, I thought... Dumplings have so much flavour already.
Yeah, to ruin them with tomato sauce is sacrilege.
I've seen people put the tomato sauce on a good steak, and I'm like, oh, my God, don't do this.
Couldn't agree more. Stop ruining steaks.
13 10 09, dob in a gross eater. Hey, every caller who gets to air today goes in the draw for a double pass to our exclusive Halloween party. This is really cool. It's happening at the Star Hotel on Friday, the 28th of October. Full dress up, drinks, couple of drinks included. We're giving away a cheeky Hunter Valley getaway on the night as well.
Yep.
How good is this? 13 10 09, dob in a gross eater.
Megan Prevost.
The Novos.
The Novos.
We want you on 13109 to dob in a gross eater. So my friend, her absolute all-time favourite food is dumplings, right?
Mm-hmm.
And her partner, every time they go out to eat together, but only for dumplings, grabs the stash of tomato sauce packets he has in the car in the glove box and has tomato sauce with the dumplings. Nah, it's a no. It is a no from me.
That is one of the great food crimes
yes,
of all time.
It's like tomato sauce on a steak. You don't do it.
No.
Things don't. Just need to be left to their own devices. If not, dumplings, you've got your choice. You said vinegar, soy sauce.
They're the two options. You can put chili oil on as well. Otherwise, don't talk
chili
to me.
Chili oil is quite good, actually.
Yeah,
I'll
a little bit.
That.
You mix the three. Gosh.
Oh, yes. Look, living
your best life. Joe in Cessnock, how you doing?
Good, and you?
Very well. Do you live with a gross eater? Do you know one?
I know one. I have an aunt and an uncle who have absolutely no shame about fighting over the last anything on their plate. At my cousin's wedding years ago, they have like the seagull high pitched voices as well, and they just made a scene over a chicken wing, and it was just so embarrassing. But they've been like this their entire lives.
Like, so explain, where did this come from?
I don't know. None of us know them, but every time we've been in public with them, they will fight over the last pea. They will fight over the last slurp of gravy on their plate.
I could imagine the fight over the last chip.
Oh,
the
honestly,
last
it's
chip
so
would be
more
like a WWE round.
It's embarrassing. It really is. We all just don't like eating in public with them anymore.
No, you
fair
know what?
Enough.
Fair enough. Thank you, Joe.
That's hilarious. Emmy in Wall's End, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Very good. Do you know a gross eater? Do you live with one? What's your situation?
My husband is a gross eater. He does something at home and something when we go out that's totally gross.
Okay, right. Explain.
So at home, one day I came home and I'm like, what is in the sandwich press? It's not a sandwich. He was sandwich pressing chicken nuggets.
No.
I'm like, what the hell?
No, that needs to be cooked thoroughly. There's food concerns, like safety concerns
when
there.
It's chicken, it has to be cooked right.
Oh, I can understand the crispiness, I guess, from the
no,
sandwich press.
No,
but
no.
What
no.
else does he do?
And then when we go out to sushi, he'll eat like the whole tub of ginger in front of the chopsticks.
That's far too much. And you're supposed to use the little tongs, please.
Yes. Oh, God. I remember watching a guy once at a... my friend was having sushi. I was sitting down with him. And he got the wasabi.
Yeah.
And thought it was a pea. And just went and gone with the wasabi.
Licked it.
Oh.
That's a funny reaction.
The hilarity that ensued because... The people that he was eating with, this guy who ate the wasabi, lost it.
Yeah, because they...
He's trying milk. He's trying beer. Nothing worked.
Because it's his first time eating wasabi, and when you see something like that happen,
you
it's universally funny.
Yeah.
What's the goss up next with producer Tyler? What's on the way?
Oh, my God. Do you guys remember when Adam Levine was sending all these, like, raunchy DMs to girls?
Nah, like, that never happened. What are you talking about?
Of course I do.
It is still a thing. Another update.
God.
I'll let you know.
Details next.
The Novos.
If I don't say the right things, I might get killed.
The Novos.
Keep my wife's name.
With Megan Crevo.
Megan Crevo.
What's the goss?
I love reality TV.
All right, what's the goss time with producer Tyler? Now, did Adam Levine...
Did you have to say Kylie?
No, it wasn't even...
I heard a K, I'm like, producer Kylie, that's a new one.
No.
Not me.
Now, did Adam Levine do a thing or
with
what?
With Kylie or what?
Totally did a thing, you guys. Did you hear?
No, he is an innocent
naughty
man.
Boy.
I will not have any slander against his name on my show.
Gang, well, it's also mine, so there'll be some if there, there'll be some if there is. What's he done?
Oh, yeah. Well, so Miles Teller has featured on SNL over the weekend, and obviously they do all these skits, right?
Mm. Oh, there was something going to come up on...
Of course.
On SNL.
Always.
Sure.
So Miles Teller is posing as a game show host in one of their skits. Take a listen.
For those of you that don't know, the game is very simple. We have four male celebrity contestants, and all they have to do is reply to a woman's DM on Instagram in a way that is normal. And fellas, if you send a normal DM, you win $100 million.
And I'm sure you can probably take a guess who might be a celebrity on the panel on this show,
gonna
right?
I'm going to take a guess and say he's the front man of a band named after a colour.
Oh, you guessed it.
Adam Levine.
So, American comedian Mikey Day is posing as Adam Levine here, and Miles Teller then proceeds to read him a DM that a girl has sent, a very tame one, and here is his response. Take a listen.
Hey, Adam. Huge fan. Love your music.
Okay. Tough call. Okay, I have my answer.
All righty.
Gonna kick things off with a holy moly.
Are you sure?
Yeah. But I got three more, though. Holy moly. Holy crap. Your body is making my p- smile.
So good. Is he wrong?
No.
Is he wrong? No, he's not.
I think that's just an actual recording, isn't it?
So good.
Oh, mate.
So good. Also, anyway, moving on. Did you guys know that there's a Robbie Williams doco coming out on Netflix?
No.
Oh, my God, neither. But
you are
you like Robbie Williams.
Have you got, did you get tickets?
Of course I did. I had my alarm set for midday. As soon as they went on sale, I bought four.
Of course you did.
Who are the other ones for?
Marcus. But he's a little bit reluctant to come, I think.
Maybe, considering you'll be drooling.
Yes. And two other really good friends that are also obsessed with Robbie. So
yeah, so this doco, yeah?
Yeah, he is making a Netflix doco that will be packed with sex, drugs, and mental illness, he reckons. He insists that there's no limits when it comes to filming this new documentary, so it's pretty much going to dive into his whole backstory in his life.
He's always been outspoken.
Sex,
though,
drugs,
Robbie.
And rock and roll. Yeah. He said he's got full editorial control over the content, which will be filmed inside his £17.5 million mansion in Kensington in London. They say he's
must be nice.
Oh, wouldn't it what?
He's made a few dollars in his career.
I think he's made a couple. Well, very interesting to see this.
Yeah, he said the makers are going to be very, very lucky because I want to expose myself more than anyone else exposes themselves.
I was going to say, he exposes himself on a regular basis, isn't he?
I hope he does next time he's here in the country and I get to see it.
Is this another Adam Levine doco?
With that, I think we might wrap this up because Tyler's starting to get a bit hot on the collar here.
Yeah, I'm very excited. We don't know when it's coming out, but he's going to start making it soon. So I dare say it'll be on Netflix.
And she'll be watching it the second it drops.
Oh, you best believe I will be.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Grebo.
Different situation.
What was that situation?
I can't remember.
Exactly. It wasn't that important.
Help the Novos. Local as New FM.
And right after us, 105 commercial free coming up with producer Tyler. What's on the way?
Some big energy.
Yeah, it is.
It's what we need on this Back to Work Tuesday. It feels weird.
It does, but I'm happy. We're nearly halfway through the week.
Yeah, it's great.
Massive.
What was that, Krivo?
Massive
big
energy.
Big energy.
Yeah.
You're nasty. Energy.
Big also, energy.
I'm moving on.
Okay.
Also, some new Imagine Dragons.
Choice.
Brand new.
I don't know what it is about Imagine Dragons. I do like them. I'm not feeling the new sound.
See, I'm the opposite. I don't usually love their stuff, but I kind of like this. I dig it a little bit.
I think I might need to listen to this one a little bit more. Enemy, I wasn't 100% sold on.
Yeah.
This might take a couple more listens.
Yeah, I reckon you might like this next song too,
Mick. No, I don't. No. Yes. I knew what was coming.
Yes.
I knew what was coming,
perfect.
And,
you know,
what a way. Newcastle's unfortunate block of ad-free music with Red Hot Chili Peppers on the way.
Tuesday. 105
minutes, commercial-free, let me finish.
Has never looked this good.
No. It's on the way after 9 o'clock with Tyler. Stop!
Crank that up. Love it.
I had listeners message me about this and they agree with me.
How much they love it.
No,
it's
they
just
agree
been
with
fantastic
me,
the support has.
Hey, on the other side of this, we're going to Florida. We love going to Florida.
Yeah, we do.
Because Florida man, Florida woman, Florida restaurant this time around.
And Flo Rida the singer.
Exactly. Florida restaurant, McDonald's, of all things, have got some menu items that we've never seen here in Australia. And I love a cheeky, like, foreign menu item when it comes to Maccas.
Yeah, it's good.
But these two, I'm not excited for.
All right.
I don't think Maccas have any business really going into this.
They're doing foie gras?
Foie gras. I've always wanted
caviar?
To. I've always wanted to try foie gras, but like I thought.
You can't because you like birds.
Geese.
You like can't birds, Meg.
We'll get into the details of these random Maccas items in Florida.
Megan Crevo.
The Novos.
All right, let's head on over to Florida. Everything good happens in Florida, right?
Funny stuff does.
Now, this woman has gone to one of the world's biggest McDonald's in the world in Orlando, Florida. Now, 1,765 square meters in space. This is huge.
That is enormous.
Right? So it features
700 square meters.
It features a pizzeria, a bakery, and even an arcade, all within this one McDonald's store in Florida.
Arcade could be fun.
Now, what did you hear just then? Pizzeria. Yeah, you heard right. At Macca's in Florida.
No.
So you know when you walk into a normal Macca's and instead of taking your order at the counter anymore, they've got those screens.
Which I'm not about.
I love them because you get to see the different options.
Nah, I don't like any of that.
Normally I go and I get the stand, I get a cheeseburger. That's what I normally go for. But if I see like the special things that they're advertising at the moment, I normally wouldn't go for them. But if I see them on the screen, I'm like, oh, that looks all right. I'm a sucker.
You've been tricked by a screen.
I have been.
Is what's happened there.
Let's be real. Shiny. That's what happens. Anyway, so they've got these massive screens where you can pick your different options. Now, they do, at this particular McDonald's, the McPizza and the McPasta.
Oh.
Now, come on, guys.
Okay. As a foodie, I'm against this.
Yeah, so apparently these are wood-fired pizzas, which I highly doubt. I remember I don't know which fast food chain it was, but they got busted because they were doing the flame-grilled chicken at one point. They were just painting the grill marks on the normal chicken.
Really?
This happened in the early 2000s. I don't know which fast food joint got in trouble for it. But well, so they're doing, yeah, the McPizza and the McPasta.
The way you can do wood fire that way is you get a sauce branded wood fire.
Yes.
So that it's wood fire pizza.
Exactly.
Like the sauce is branded McWood fire.
Now, there was a mishmash of toppings apparently on the pizza, including pepperoni and jalapenos.
Now, I've just had a look at the picture here. That base doesn't look right.
No, well, she's saying the base was very doughy and the cheese wasn't that good either. When you think of Macca's cheese, you're not thinking of gourmet cheese. You're thinking of plastic
orange-yellow squares that don't belong on a pizza.
She goes, tastes like an oven pizza, but nothing fancy.
And just like something from the freezer aisle.
The pasta wasn't too much better. We got stuffed ravioli and ragu sauce. Tastes identical to one of those standard raviolis you get at the supermarket.
And you know that it's not going to be as cheap as that.
You know,
because it's the gourmet option.
It's the gourmet option. It's like when you get the Wagyu burger or whatever from Macca's. But this is not Wagyu or Angus or whatever. The
may have been near a Wagyu, but that's as close as it's gotten.
So we recently got the fried chicken here
in Australia.
Even I said that was a bit average. Like, I gave it a 6 out of 10.
Yeah.
So if you've ever had, like, the crispy McBites, they're a little bit spicy. They basically just covered a whole chicken piece in that.
Right.
That's
so
what it
very
tasted
average.
Like. If I'm going to go for fried chicken, go to the OG. Go to KFC.
Yeah,
If I want pizza, you know what? I'll go to Domino's if I have to. I'm not going to Macca's.
Or somewhere really good and local.
Where's a good part? No, there's no really good chains for pasta, is there? Pizza Hut do good pasta. I will give them that.
Really?
Yes.
What?
So when I say good pasta, I mean when I was when I went to Fenway Primary School, they used to have these little lasagnas and pastas in the foil packets. You used to get for lunch for like $2. It is identical to those. Therefore, I think they're delicious.
Yeah, that's not
it's
good in my book.
Hit. It's a nostalgia
hit. No from me.
Yeah.
We're
not going to Orlando, Florida to get some McPizza?
It's a big pass, I reckon. I've just seen the pictures. It looks awful.
All right. We'll skip that on our world tour.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Meg, you remember a little while ago there was that cheating scandal with the guy who was playing chess who was accused of using the adult toy. In the behind.
Yes.
Just
to help him cheat.
To help him cheat. There's a new cheating scandal out. More chat on that next.
All right, details on the other side of the Megan Crevo.
All right, so you remember the cheating scandal that was alleged a few weeks back where this guy, the chess player, right, he beat a grandmaster. It was very surprising.
People were not happy at him beating the grandmaster.
That's right, and they accused him of using an adult toy from behind that was vibrating the moves.
Yes,
like,
to prompt him
what
move to take.
Knight to Q4 or whatever.
It must
and
have
it'd
been
be like
a Morse code signal for that.
Or something like that. And you'd count out four and work out four in his mind and away he'd go. That was the accusation, not proven. Now, obviously, people are starting to talk about these vibrations as ways of cheating because this poker player has just won a big hand in Vegas, $269,000 in one game, using this like a tournament, and they're accusing her of using a vibrating ring.
Interesting.
So, like, okay. You know, poker players are often quite eccentric
yes.
in what they wear, in what their
sunglasses.
Little mannerisms. Yes. They'll often, like, snack on carrot sticks or something weird
to
out of a Tupperware
off.
Box. That's right. It's sort of, you're allowed to do that. It's part
it's
of
to
your.
To throw your opponents off their game.
That's right.
Yes.
So, it's part of
it's
your shtick, if
yeah.
you will. Anyway, she's. Starts playing with her ring
mm.
and then sort of slips it under the, like, puts her hand under the table
mm.
and it's like taken off and then put back on or something.
Okay.
There's this weird, I don't know, but this could be a strange sort of mannerism that she has.
Now, for me, I do that. If I'm wearing a ring or any type of jewelry on mm. my hands, I do that all the time.
I was going to ask
That's
you,
me.
Meg,
yeah.
have you ever fiddled with your ring?
I have.
You have?
Yeah, I have.
And
yeah.
you regularly do?
Yes. Well, I don't wear jewelry anymore, but.
Right. When you yeah. did. Yeah.
Yes.
When you did. Now, this is the thing. So they're accusing her because, but then there's these allegations of like sexism because she's this glamorous model type
yeah, she's
person.
She's a good looking sort. I saw a photo of her.
You've seen it? Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, like, her coach is saying the reason they're accusing her of cheating is because she played an unusual hand.
Okay.
Right, so...
Or maybe she's just good at poker.
Well, that's the thing. That's one possibility. But then the coach is saying the reason she played it that way is because she didn't understand it. So he's, like, accusing her of not...
Oh, he's a dumb blonde.
He's going for that angle, right?
Mate, come on.
You're not helping your case.
No, you're not.
And
how
he's like,
does she win if she's a dumb blonde?
Well, that's the thing. So, I mean, it could be luck, and there is luck in poker.
There is.
A lot. A lot,
yeah.
But anyway, this is, it seems as if vibrating stuff is the new tool of the trade in cheating.
How can we use this
adult
technology
toys
in other forms to get ahead?
Well, that, you know what? There are people out there asking that exact question right
like,
now.
Like, what other sports can you use this in?
I don't know about sports. I think more intellectual challenges like tests, etc.
What are you going to start using in your Pokemon games when you're playing Pokemon cards against each other?
Well, yeah, there's big money in all of these esports
yes.
and stuff
yeah.
like that. And
Fortnite gaming?
All I can say is in the future, a lot of people going to be fingering those rings
yes.
to try and get that advantage.
If it's going to get you 260,000 plus.
People have done less for more.
Exactly. 105 minutes commercial free on the way with producer Tyler.
And you, Joel Corey and Becky Hill.
Yes.
It's not going to play.
It's
I don't
not
know what's
play?
Going on.
No.
Just imagine it.
Oh, there we go. Look, it's been a long weekend. The computer hasn't had to work as hard.
It's a bit slow.
Yeah. I love this song, though.
Yeah, a bit of fun.
Yeah.
Also throwing it back with Nelly and Kelly Rowland.
Oh. I always thought they'd be a couple. Like, I know they already had. Yes, this song was so cute. Like, I know it was written by somebody else, but come
yeah,
on.
I was gonna say, do I have any say?
12-year-old me was like, yes, they're going to end up together. Absolutely.
It was a guarantee in
yes,
your mind.
In my mind, it was, for sure.
And your boy Harry Styles as well.
Did you end up going to see that movie?
No, we got into Kiama late, so we didn't make it, but we're booked in for this weekend.
Oh, good.
So a lot of tea to deliver when we come back next
yeah,
week.
Yeah, so hopefully I'll be seeing it this weekend. Fingers crossed. Newcastle only block, but ad-free music. 105 minutes commercial free coming your way in minutes. We will catch you for Wednesday tomorrow, guys.
See ya.
See you later. Show's done.